The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.839 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. Hey. The Packers season is over. Look, not because they're 5-6-1, because right now they appear to be the worst team in football. I'm just saying, as of yesterday and their performance against the Detroit Lions, my belief system is I can't think of a team in the NFL that I would be confident that they could beat right now. Just pick the worst of the worst. Jacksonville Jaguars, whoever. And one person, even a player as dominant as Aaron Rodgers, doesn't explain that. I haven't seen it. Jason saw a piece on NFL.com where Mike McCarthy's defending defensive coordinator Dom Capers. I, of course, at the end of last season, after the playoff loss, said the Packers should look seriously at whether Capers is the guy. I don't know that I came right out and said they should make a change, but I thought they should seriously look at that. They didn't. When you look at the last five games, and they're relatively healthy on defense right now. I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to get to this later in the show. How can he stand by him at this point? It's so bad. And you're hearing all of this about gap integrity and lane integrity. There were times guys were in the right place at the right time. And the running play still went for 8-10 yards. As I said, a bit later on. Hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I did. I managed not to go crazy nuts in the eating. Of course, I ate too much. But didn't go crazy nuts. One of my better turkeys on the grill. This one turned out really, really well. I've had good ones. I've had bad ones. Last 2 years have not been spectacular. This one was pretty darn good. It's just a very nice Thanksgiving. Not even the Packers could screw it up. As a matter of fact, they tried their damnedest, though, didn't they? Something else I want to get into when we talk about that. I am going to move on to something else here. But when we do talk about the Packers, how much of it was Josh Sitton firing up the Lions? Or, Jason, do you think that had nothing to do with nothing? I disagree with you. I actually do disagree with you on that. I think it was a factor. I'm not saying it's why they got beaten as badly as they did. What was it, 560-some yards to 120-some? I think you need to go back to the 1970s, to the Gorey years, for a loss this complete, this devastating. Well, my sister was over for Thanksgiving. The 61-7 shellacking by the Bears in 1980, she brought that one up. It should have been that bad. The score actually should have been that bad. How often is there a 40-10 game and the score is not as... the game wasn't as close as the score indicates. And it wasn't. The game was not as close as that 40-10 score indicates. All right, this time I really mean it. More on that later in the show. I want to start with a front page story of the local paper. Front page, Beneath the Fold. This is written by Charles Davis of the paper. I'm going to read just some of this to you. Sheriff's Department looks for diversity. This would be the Brown County Sheriff's Department. Changes may be made to Brown County hiring process. Brown County Sheriff's Department may tweak its hiring process in hopes of attracting more women and minority officers. The department will examine procedures to determine how it could generate more diverse applicants. In other words, how do they get more women and minorities to apply to the Brown County Sheriff's Department? said Captain Jeff Sanborn of the Professional Standards Division. All but 12 of the department's 150 sworn officers are white men, according to the agency. So, less than 10% are, because 15 would be 10%, are women or minorities. Staff includes 10 female officers, one Asian male, and one black male, Sanborn said. We might have to travel into a community with more cultural diversity and try to promote our agency, Sanborn said. The agency's assessment, and now this is the part I want to get to, because he, to me, is self-contradictory in something he says here, or at least is quoted as saying. The agency's assessment could prompt changes to the physical agility test. Dozens of female applicants have failed the test due to lack of upper body strength, Sanborn said. Agencies develop their own physical standards, and Sanborn emphasized that any test changes would still ensure that the passing candidate could perform the daily duties of the job. Well, then what are you saying? It's too stringent right now? If women are failing it because they don't have the upper body strength, does that mean you're expecting too much upper body strength? Or women do not, as, I don't want to overgeneralize here, that generally many women do not have that upper body strength, because clearly there are women who do. He said, they'll still be able to do the job. We won't hire people that aren't physically capable of being law enforcement officers. Then are you saying the standard is too high? Because if you lower that standard, that also means you're going to get men right now that don't qualify. You understand that, right? You can't just lower the physical standard for women. You'd have to lower it for men, too. If you can lower the standard and still get qualified applicants, then why is the standard as high as it is? Are you saying it's unrealistically high? Is it unrealistically high for men? What percentage of male applicants fail? I have no problem at all with female law enforcement officers. There are very good female cops. There are very good female officers. However, the standard should be the standard. Now, if the standard is unrealistically high for both genders right now, all right, address that. It got there somehow. How did it get there? And if you can, again, if you're going to lower it, how can you say that they'll still be qualified to do the job? Then you're saying right now it's a flawed standard. If it's a flawed standard, that means, right, that there are a lot of men who probably aren't cutting it, if it's excessively high, right? Then how, if that's true, then how much is your ratio going to change? Because if more men are going to pass it now, aren't you right back where you started? See, this is where they lost me immediately. Well, you just don't think women should be police. No, that's completely false. And I've said this publicly before, and I'll say it publicly right now. There are women far more qualified to be a law enforcement officer than I am. Gender has nothing to do with it. Whatever your gender is, you need to meet the standards. And if you look and say, well, women aren't passing because our physical standards are too high, why? Quantify that. How did the standard get there in the first place? What were you looking at in terms of what an officer, male or female, needs to do out in the field, and how did you set that bar? And if that bar is unrealistically high, how many men fail? As a gender, men tend to be stronger than women. That isn't to say that there aren't some women that are stronger than some men. And that's where this gets muddied. The effort, at least by me, is not to exclude qualified women. But don't change the qualifications for anybody that isn't qualified by what you consider the standards. Now, I have no problem with a more diverse sheriff's department. That's fine. However, as I always say, when you hire for any job, your goal should be hired the most qualified applicants. The other thing that they get into here is that, well, your race qualifies you. If you're the same race as a minority group that the sheriff's department wants to reach out to, well, that's really a different job. If you're some type of community outreach officer, and you're saying, well, we need a person of that race to reach out to that, to his or her race or ethnic group, what does that say? So we're just conceding that minorities generally have a distrust of white officers. And we're going to succumb to that distrust and, well, we need officers of their diversity, be that gender. Okay, again, if you're going to make that decision, and I do have some qualms with that, but if you're going to make that decision, the qualifications shouldn't change. If they're going to be law enforcement officers, expected to do what any other law enforcement officer is expected to do. Again, how are you going to reset the bar? And if you're just resetting it for women, you can't. You're going to lower the standard, and that means guys who may have not qualified before will now qualify. I once spoke at UWGB to a communications class, and a black student asked me, how do we try to ensure diversity here at Midwest Communications? What do we do to reach out to the minority community? And what I said to her was, I take out an ad, the company takes out an ad in all of the radio trade, and it's almost all online now. It is online. There are a bunch of online publications where you post your position. I put that out there to the radio industry and those who work in the industry or those who desire to work in the industry. And then I hire the best person for the job. And something else has changed in radio and other industries. It's often sight unseen. Now, if somebody offers what we call an air check, an audio sample of their work, you may or may not be able to tell or have some idea about their ethnicity. But I go for the best person, be it male, be it female. Now, and I will be perfectly candid here, and this is where they're getting at, we don't get a lot of minority applications. We get some, but we don't get a lot. My goal, however, is not to focus and obsess on a diversity balance. My goal is to find the best person for the job and not care what their race or gender or ethnicity is. And I don't. I don't eat that never, none of those three ever factor into my decision-making process. What you have, and this is what the sheriff's department has, is they're not getting a lot of applicants. If you want to further your reach into minority groups and females, that's fine. If you want to try to reach out ways for them to be more interested in law enforcement, to be more interested in the Brown County Sheriff's Department, that's fine. But your standards shouldn't change. And I don't know how Sanborn can say that we're going to make it easier for women, but they're still going to be qualified candidates. But and here's another one. Officials will also review the written test and oral interview process for any unintentional barriers to minorities. What might those be? Is that a euphemistic way of saying you're going to make that test easier? This should never happen. Convince me that you can lower the standards without lowering the standards, because that's what you're saying. I'm all for diversity. That's great. But not if it makes the public less safe. And if you're saying you're going to change the oral test to make it easier for minorities, although you don't say that in so many words, and that you're going to lower the physical bar so it's easier for women, yet somehow the standards won't change, is this bizarre doublespeak, I think that's preposterous. You want to reach out into these communities and try to get more officers? Fine. That shouldn't have a damn thing to do with your standards at all. Unless, as I said, they're artificially high, then make the case that they are artificially high right now. But this is the danger of putting diversity first. Your first goal should be the highest qualified officers you can find of any race, ethnicity, or gender. That has to remain your goal. I just, and to be so frank about it. Well, no, but we're not changing a standard. Yes, you are, as a matter of fact. After 9 o'clock, it is amazing how quickly political fortunes can change. In the shutdown, when it looked like Republicans were getting blamed for it, and Democrats could actually grow their lead in the Senate, their majority, that is, in the Senate, that has changed. I will warn you, it can change again, just that quickly. Right now, Republicans are all in believing Obamacare is going to deliver the 2014 elections for them. Is that really possible? I do want to try to get to one that I didn't get to on Wednesday, and that's Wisconsin versus Minnesota. Okay, there is a Cold War-type standoff going on the high seas with China. And I wonder how many people are actually even noticing it or paying attention to it. It's actually airspace, not so much high seas, but airspace. And I want to revisit the Black Thursday, if you will, the Thanksgiving Day shopping. And a little different take on that. All of that at 9:06. It's 8:56.
For $14.99, 3 gallons of gas.